You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and this week, Jimmy Heath leads us off.
Thank you.
Oh, just like that, it disappears. Ahmad Jamal from May 1952. That's a piece called Ahmad's Blues off a package called The Piano Scene on the Epic label. Ahmad Jamal piano, Ray Crawford bass, and Eddie Calhoun, affectionately known in Chicago as Calhounsky, on the bass. Ahmad Jamal to round out our set. We started with Jimmy Heath and a piece called Big P from June of 1960 on the Riverside label, package called Really Big. Jimmy Heath on tenor, Nat Adderley cornet, Clark Terry trumpet, Cannonball Adderley alto, Dick Berg on the flugelhorn, Tom McIntosh trombone, Pat Patrick on baritone, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Percy Heath bass, and Tootie Heath on drums. Jimmy Heath to start the set. Then we listened to Duke Jordan and his rendition of Confirmation from January 1954, recorded on the French Swing label with Duke Jordan piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Lee Abrams on the drums. Then Dizzy Gillespie from December 1957, covering Benny Golson's tune Out of the Past. This was on a package called The Greatest Trumpet of Them All on the Verve label. Had Dizzy on trumpet, Benny Golson tenor, G.G. Grice alto, Pee-wee Moore baritone, Henry Coker trombone, Ray Bryant piano, Tommy Bryant on bass, and Charlie Persip on the drums. And that led us around to Ahmad Jamal and Jamal's Blues. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Our program is a showcase for the music they call modern jazz. Our time limits go from about 1944 to 1964, and we don't do much outside of that timeline. We call it modern jazz because it's only 60 years old. We're going to go some places I haven't been before. In this next set, we're going to listen to John Jenkins and Johnny Cole. Here's John Jenkins, Tenderly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, there's our first time out with Johnny Coles there on trumpet. Room 3 was the name of the tune from April 1961. Comes off a package on the Epic label called The Warm Sound. Johnny Coles, trumpet, Kenny Drew, piano, Peck Morrison, bass, Charlie Persip on the drums. Before that, we listened to Hampton Hawes and the trio. Going back to September 1952, It's You or No One by Hampton Hawes. Did I say it was on the Savoy label? It was. Hampton Hawes piano, Joe Mondragon bass, Shelly Mann on the drums. And we started with John Jenkins also. My first time out with Johnny Jenkins here from July 1957. His rendition of Tenderly comes off a package on the New Jazz label called Jenkins, Jordan, and Timmons. And you had John Jenkins on alto, Clifford Jordan tenor, Bobby Timmons piano, Wilbur Ware bass, and Danny Richman on the drums. Once again, you're tuned to Jazz Oasis, and I'm Steve. Probably the most recognizable tune during the early bop era was the classic Salt Peanuts. It was so popular, there were over 950 versions listed in the Tom Lord discography. One day I walked into Jazz Record Mart and Bob Kester handed me a 78. He said, if you ever wondered where Salt Peanuts came from, it's this record here. It was a jive group called Plink, Plank, and Plunk. We'll give it a listen right after we listen to Diz and an early version of Salt Peanuts. This is Salted Peanuts from January 1945.
Salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, 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 salt peanuts. Thank you.
salted peanuts, get them hot, eat a lot. Fresh roasted, salty, crispy, crunchy peanut. They're so delicious, I'm telling you, Jack, you'll find a pack of tasty snack, and that's a fact. That's why, Jack, I really get hot when I've got salt peanut, salt peanut. You can never be blue when you chew salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Every time you see me and I haven't got 'em, I'm so beat I can't even move. But let me get my hands upon a bag of peanuts and I get right back in the groove. Everything is all right when I eat salt peanuts, salt peanuts. No drag, Daddy, it's in the bag. They're fine, there's never a doubt. That's why I'm singing about those peanuts, salt peanuts. Oh boy, how the goobers knock me out. There's many, many incidents, I'll have you understand, that makes me think the peanut is the best food in the land. The average person is a square as far as peanuts go. So a little while I hip you cats, some jive you ought to know. Now in the Garden of Eden, there were just two people there. Eve, she was a fly chick, and Adam was a square. The devil dug them ballin', and so he took a trip up to that righteous garden, all sharp and straight and hip. He said, hey Eve, come over here, I'm stashed up in this tree. I'll give you gold and everything if you would just come with me. Nay, nay, old man, was all she said, your gold don't really matter. So Satan, as a last resort, threw a bag of peanuts at her. And there was Daniel, was he scared while in the lion's den? Nay, Jack, he had some peanuts and all the lions were his friend. The whale that swallowed Jonah was a mighty smart old fish. He knew that Jonah had peanuts and they were his favorite dish. And that shows one old head chick that fished Moses from the stream. She fed him salted peanuts and he was right back on the beam. Then there was a guy named Romeo.
I know the cat you mean. He loved a chick named Juliet. They had a balcony scene.
What Romeo liked about the hag was not her gruesome charm. He loved her cause her pappy owned a great big peanut farm. Jack, I really get hot when I've got salt peanuts, salt peanuts. You can never be blue when you chew salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Every time you see me and I haven't got them, I'm so beat I can't even move. But let me get my hands upon a bag of peanuts and I get right back in the groove. Everything is all right when I eat salt peanuts, salt peanuts. No drag, Daddy, it's in the bag. Hooray, by Jiminy G, knocked out with vitamin D. They're munchy, crumb crunchy, delicious and nutritious salt peanuts.
But I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no loving, never had no kissing love man. Oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me, love a man. Oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance could be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you dry all my tears and whisper sweet little things in my ear. Oh, what we've been missing, love man. Oh, where can you be?
And there's some early Dizzy Gillespie, early at least with Diz as the front man. We started out with not the earliest, but among the earliest versions of the classic Salt Peanuts. This one was called Salted Peanuts, done in January 1945 for the Manor label. Dizzy on trumpet and vocals, Don Bias, tenor, Trummy Young trombone, Clyde Hart piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, Shelly Mann was on the drums. Then we went back and listened to the original 78 of the source for the classic material. It was a jive group, Plink, Plank, and Plunk, from the year 1944, and their classic, Salt Peanuts, on the Decca label. There were Tiger Haynes, Wilson Meyer, and somebody else named Mosley. I'm not sure what his first name was. But that was Plink, Plank, and Plunk, and that's where Salt Peanuts came from. Then we listened to Dizzy and the band accompanying Sarah Vaughan on the Guild label from May 1945, Loverman. Let's see, Dizzy on trumpet, Charlie Parker alto, Al Haig piano, Charlie Russell bass, Big Sid Catlett on the drums. And we listened to Dizzy and an early rendition of his classic Night in Tunisia. At this time, it was also known by another title, Interlude. So before it became widely recognized as Night in Tunisia, half the time the tune was called Interlude. This one was from February 1946 on the Victor label. Again, Dizzy trumpet, Don Baez tenor, Al Haig piano. Milt Jackson was here on vibe. Bill Diarengo on guitar, Ray Brown bass, and J.C. Hurd on the drums. And when you look at the early years of Dizzy as a frontman, he was on an amazing array of different labels. Just a quick rundown. He was on Manor, Continental, Gotham, Guild, Music Craft, Black and White, Dial. And I think in 1946, he finally signed a major contract with the Victor label. Later on, had his own little label called DG. Try and figure out what that one was all about. Anyways, there's a set of Dizzy Gillespie here on Jazz Oasis, a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Let's listen to Booker Irvin. Thank you. And there's Booker Ervin from November 1960, Down in the Dumps. It was on the Savoy label, an album called Cooking, with Booker Ervin on tenor, Richard Williams trumpet, Horace Parlin on piano, George Tucker bass, and Danny Richman on the drums. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. We're just about at the end of the trail for another week. To take us on out of the hour, let's call on Mel Waldron. It'll take us on out of the hour, and we'll see you next week at this same time.